This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world. We're on Sedgy today during this hot days of August, and we have a big show this week. My first guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin, who will be joining us later on from One Day at a Time in Hot in Cleveland. Valerie Bertinelli will be here, and then we'll be talking to John Wesley Chisholm. You know, this weekend is the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival, and he is looking for the light, the iconic Volkswagen bus of Woodstock. This is a fascinating story. Anthony Ferrante will be joining us. He's the director of Sharknando, all of them, and he's got a brand new movie that's going to be coming out this week. Next hour, Angie Marchese will be here, the director of Archives from Graceland. Last Thursday, it was the 42nd anniversary of the passing of Elvis, and then actress Rachel Bloom. And that's all coming up today with Ron Sedgy.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. A new show premieres Monday nights on the USA Network. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. Joining us right now is the man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on to help spread the word about the show.
This is a very unique show, even though it is a show that when somebody says you got a new interview show, people have a certain stigma. But you've put a different twist to this. There's no studio, there's no couch, there's no cue cards, and you go from different cities across the country. Tell us about the format, because, Steve, I think this is a winner.
Man, I tell you what, it was a work in progress, and I learned something in each and every episode. In my pro wrestling career, you know, you got to start, and then by the time you get done, you've learned a trade, and all of a sudden you go into this new format. You know, I've been podcasting for about 6 years.
Wow.
And having one-on-one conversations with people, you know, in my house or in my studio or on the road, and this is a whole different animal. It's just me talking with different guests and doing outdoor activities, and it's good for me because I love being outside. I do not like being indoors, and on one hand, you know, doing an activity kind of invokes conversation. By the same token, you know, you're multitasking. You know, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, also create this conversation, and, you know, ask your guest questions. So it turns into one big BS session, and they're telling stories, I'm telling stories, and we're trying just to create this chemistry, form a bond or a trust, and have a good time. And I think it comes through the screen. I learned a lot each and every episode. but I had a blast filming each and every episode as well.
I think it would be a great disservice to your talents just to put you behind a desk. That would not work. What you're doing is right up your alley, and you're right. You know, you got to make it a fun conversation and a conversation. A lot of times, these interview shows turn into be a one-sided thing. You know, you ask a question, you wait for the answer, you ask another question. The reality of it is that you share stories, and you have some great people that are going to be on. Trace Atkins, Dale Earnhardt Jr., WWE superstar Becky Lynch, NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and Rob Riggle, who was a retired United States Marine Corps Reserve officer. But I learned something, Steve, being partners with the late Ed McMahon, that you never refer to a Marine as retired. Boy, I had that pounded in my head several times.
No, never retired. And, you know, the interesting thing about each one of these shows, you know, all the activities are different. And either we're barring from a part of their life, like with Rob being a former U.S. Marine, you know, I get a chance to go crush cars in a tank because I get a chance to, you know, do something from his background. So each episode has a different flavor and a personality of its own because of the guests and because of the activities.
Well, as a result of me being a race car fan, do you go in a race car with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, you got to watch that episode because there's a little bit of that in there. And I actually wanted to get on a NASCAR track. We couldn't make that happen, but I got a chance to spend an entire day with one of NASCAR's favorite sons. And what an interesting, articulate, eloquent guy that guy is. Mm-hmm. And I would have never figured him to be so talkative and so open and candid. He's just a wonderful human being.
Now, what about a little bit of singing? Did you do any singing with Trace, or we got to wait for that one, too?
Man, I tell you what, if we could have if me and Trace could tell the stories that we told on our lunch break, some of those outlaw stories, that'd have been a whole show in and of itself.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody knows that I can't sing, so no, we did not sing one single song together.
You know, you sound like you're having a great deal of fun with this, and of course, it's less hurting after you film a show like this than after a match. I didn't realize, Steve, that you had played football at North Texas State University and then went into wrestling. You didn't want to stay in the football field?
You know, when it turns out, Ron, I was good enough coming out of high school to get a junior college scholarship. That hurt my feelings. I thought I was going to go Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a scholarship to North Texas State University. There was Division II. Now they're Division I. And I was good enough to start, and I blew an ACL out. That was the first of my knee problems. And then my senior year, I came back and started all 11 games at weak side defensive end. What I got was 5 years of an education. I dropped out with 17 hours left to graduate.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near pro football material, and I think that's a blessing in disguise because it led me to do the most wonderful thing I've ever done, and that was being a squared circle traveling all over the world in the business of professional wrestling.
Well, I bet you some of the guys that you played on the team with at Texas State are envious of the popularity and success that you have chosen by going into wrestling. I want to apologize, Steve, for not running down all of the things that you have done in the wrestling industry, because it is pages after pages after pages, and so we'll have to do that at another time. But I'm very intrigued and excited about Straight Up Steve Austin. Now, I know you have like 7 episodes in the can right now. Can we look forward to more down the road?
I sure hope we can, man. You know, this man always taught me that, you know, the audience is your biggest critic. Hmm. So if people watch the show in enough numbers, we'll get season 2. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The numbers speak for themselves. I hope to, in anything you do, you want to be successful. In anything you do, you've got to put in the work. So I put in the work of season 1. I've got it figured out now. So I want to apply my experience to season 2 just so I can improve my performance. You know, every time you get on radio, Ron, as long as you've been doing it, is another day. But your last 7 broadcasts were better than your first 7, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with this, man. I just want to keep going, keep getting better, and keep having fun. I got a chance to get in the entertainment business in 1989. And in 1990, I was the Rookie of the Year. I'm still in the entertainment business in a different format, doing Straight Up Steve Austin. And I never would have, in a million years, have envisioned myself hosting a talk show outdoors, doing outdoor activities. But here I am, and I'm having a blast, and I want to keep going.
Well, you know, one of the unique things I think about this show is the fact that you are talking to other athletes, whether they be stock car drivers, Trace Adkins, of course, singer. You are talking to people that are very well versed in their world of concentration, but you bring an enormous part of the show to the table because everybody that you have planned to have on the show and will have in the future probably are very envious of you for the sheer fact your job is not easy when you are in that ring. Sure, all of them are in awe of what you do.
You know, it was really interesting because I know Gabriel Iglesias was a big fan, Sal Volcano was a fan, Becky was a fan even though she's in the business, and Dale Jr. So a lot of the people were big fans of mine, and I think even if you weren't, because I don't know, well, Rob used to go to wrestling matches over in Kansas City when he was growing up, so
right.
I guess they can appreciate the fact that I had a high level of success in my chosen profession at the time, but now the task at hand is to have a great conversation with them. I want them to shine as much as possible. I want us to be as entertaining as possible. So, you know, I hope they appreciate me, but I want to be able to, make them feel at home and have a great time so that we can entertain the masses via a television or a streaming device.
I think it's important to know, too, Steve, this is an unscripted show. No cue cards, no script, no nothing, right?
No. Nothing. There's a lot of research, and my brain cells are trying to retain a lot of information because I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask, but the network's got a couple of questions they want to ask too, so
sure.
I've got all these ideas that are in my head and all these notes, and it's up to me to be able to facilitate this, and you kind of walk it and chewing gum at the same time, and the more you do it, the better you get at it, and I had a blast. It's very challenging.
Just the sound of your voice builds excitement. I mean, you have a compassion for this, my friend, and that's why it's going to be a huge success for you, going far beyond, as I predict, 7 episodes, and again, I want to make mention of the fact that the executive producers are Steve Austin and Dave Barsky, who, of course, had a very successful gig with Dirty Jobs.
Man, that guy brought a wealth of experience, and he was kind of the calm within the storm. I didn't have to really think about anything other than the task at hand because of all of his experiences with Dirty Jobs, and, of course, Mike Rowe was phenomenal at what he did. So that guy really was an anchor for me.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I am a fan of yours. I think that you are not only great in the ring, you're going to be great on the show on the USA Network at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, Monday nights. And it'll go through September 23rd. And its star and our guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I know you're on a heck of a busy schedule, and I really appreciate you spending the time and invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest, I want you to know.
Hey, man, thank you. And thanks for everybody out there serving our country. I appreciate it very much.
That's nice of you to say. Say, break a leg. I don't want you to really break a leg after all the time you spent in the ring and then have to break a leg for a television show.
Been there, done that. If it'll give me a rating, I'll do it.
I love it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you very much.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is not only beautiful, but she is extremely talented. And you talk about a busy beaver these days. That's our next guest. There's no doubt about it. And she's got some great news about a legendary show that's coming back to be on TV. And that's, of course, the great show Hot in Cleveland, the city I was born in. Joining us right now is Valerie Bertinelli. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland. I wasn't raised in Cleveland. My mother was just visiting her relatives, but I always brag that I was born in Cleveland because it's a big city.
I love Cleveland.
I do, too. First of all, let's start with that news, all right? Hot in Cleveland is coming back.
Yeah, it'll be on Get TV.
It's going to be on Get
TV. Yeah, yeah, and
right.
I'm super excited because it's like the highlight of my life. I absolutely adored doing that show, and I adored everybody I got to work with, so I'm glad some new people will be able to see it.
Well, you know, the show, and this is what's hard to believe, Valerie. I cannot believe the show ran from 2010 to 2015 on TV Land. I mean, it seems like it was just on like the day before yesterday. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it happened.
I know. Tell me about it.
Crazy.
I miss it. I miss the show terribly. It was, you know, such an amazing experience. Doing cooking show that I absolutely love doing, I thought I would just be doing that every summer and they'd go back to Hot in Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, TV Land canceled us, but at least we got 5 great years out of it.
And it'll go on for a long time on Get TV. There's no doubt about it. And what an ensemble. Yourself, of course, Jane Leaves, Wendy Malick, Betty White. I mean, this had to be a ball to go to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I would gladly wake up. I mean, I wake up with my eyes wide open and like, okay, I get to go to work today. It was the best job. We laughed all day. We just had so much fun together.
And you know, there are so many people that were on that show. I mean, you had reoccurring cast members like Craig Ferguson and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Susan Lucci and Eddie Cibrian, Carl Reiner, Wayne Knight, and then you had so many guest stars. It was a show that everybody wanted to get on. It was like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They just wanted to get on the show. And it's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Is it every night now it's going to be on at Get TV?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, you talk about cooking shows. Now, this is another thing that the talent of Valerie Bertinelli is known for. Her cooking. You have 2 Food Network series, of course, Kids Baking Championship and the Family Restaurant Rivals. So tell us about both, okay? Because you do a great job with these shows.
Thank you. Kids Baking is just what it sounds like. It's kids baking and impressing all of us. They're unbelievably talented. Family Restaurant Rivals is 2 families that come together, vie for $10,000, and watching them in the kitchen and seeing who really is the best chef in the family. And it's so much fun to watch these families really work together in the kitchen. And then, of course, there's Valerie's Home Cooking, which is my in the kitchen show on Sunday mornings.
What was the attraction to your love for cooking?
I had put out a cookbook back in 2012. I've always been watching Food Network. It's always on in the house. I, you know, love watching Ina and Giada and Pioneer Woman and watching all these ladies cook. And I thought, I really want to do that. So I went to Food Network and I said, actually what I asked them to do was a show of me going through Italy and learning about my family and cooking. And,
sure.
And they said, well, we'd like to put you on a morning show cooking. I'm like, really? You'd let me do that? I never thought that could happen. And it's been so much fun.
You have hit all the mediums, three feature films, TV appearances for TV movies, and who could forget One Day at a Time, a show that to this very day is airing. That was another outstanding ensemble, really, truly. I mean, and produced by the great Norman Lear, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's like 95 years old, you know?
Yeah, Norman's amazing.
An amazing individual. What part of Italy is your family from, Valerie?
Actually from northern and, like, round the middle.
Round the middle.
Up in Torino and Lanzo Totonese, San Remo, all around there, and then down further near Ancona.
Do you ever get a chance to go there?
I have been there a few times. I haven't been to where my grandfather's from, but I have been where to my grandmother and great-grandmother's from.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from Italy, too, but my family is from Sicily, which is way down at the bottom of there.
Yes, we've been to Sicily. It's absolutely beautiful. That's where my husband's family's from.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great country. My son went there on his honeymoon. I haven't gotten there yet. I understand that you just launched a new website. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just thought this would be really a lot of fun. There's always, people are always asking me for new recipes, so I'm putting all my recipes up on there. I've got a blog, I've got a newsletter, I've got like a curated part of the site where there's a bunch of things that I like that other people might like. They can check that out. It's just like, well, if you like me, you like the site, I guess, you know?
You still have the excitement in your voice as you did back at One Day at a Time, you know?
Yeah.
That? I love that.
Well, you know, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yeah, but that's better than the option, I guess.
Yeah.
Really coming right down to it. Somebody told me that your dad was an executive for General Motors. I'm kind of a car buff. That had to be kind of cool. He probably came home with a new car every couple of months, right?
He did, actually, yes, was a car buff. He worked for General Motors for almost 30 years.
Did he really?
That's why we moved around so much. We lived in Oklahoma, we lived in Louisiana, we lived in here, the Van Nuys plant.
You know, a lot of times when son or daughter of a person in the service, they call them, what do they call them, an Army or a Navy brat?
Army brat, yeah.
They called you a GM brat?
Yes, because we moved around so much.
That's funny. Somebody wants to get into the Kids Baking Championship or the Family Restaurant Rivals. How do they become part of the show?
I believe there's a place they can go at Food Network to sign up, and they take all of the people that sign up for these shows, and they interview them and let them know what's going to be demanded of them. And so I think you can go to foodnetwork.com and look around the website and probably find out.
Prior to One Day at a Time, your experience really in television was one commercial. Am I right?
Yeah, just a couple commercials. It wasn't much.
Wow. They must have seen right away the talent in your appearance and your work to be able to go from one TV commercial to One Day at a Time.
Well, I think Norman saw something in me, and I'm grateful that he did.
And again, the website is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very clever. ValerieBertinelli.com. And is there any other stuff on there other than the recipes, Valerie, or are you going to be adding to it probably every
Oh, yeah. I've got blogs on there and a lot of all of my legacy photos, things that go back to the 70s. You know, anything that you might find interesting, it will be on my website.
I'm sure it's all interesting. If it's on your website, it's got to be interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
When you ever go visit Cleveland, are you like the hit of the town there when you show up there?
No, I'm like everybody else.
You're like everybody.
I've gone back there for so many years.
Yeah.
Tom, my husband, everyone knows him, so.
Sure.
It's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small big town is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
On Lake Erie. Hot in Cleveland, as we mentioned, is returning at Get TV. It's on right now. Well, not right now, but it's on right now. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stars our guest, Valerie Bertinelli. And then don't forget, Kids Baking Championship and Family Restaurant Rivals that are on the Food Network. And then the Sunday morning show that you do. What's the name of it again, Valerie?
Valerie's Home Cooking.
Hey, geez, the easy stuff you sometimes lose, you know. Hey, Valerie, thank you for joining us. I think the last time you and I talked, now that you mentioned that recipe book, was when you came out with it. So we need to do this more often.
Thank you, Ron. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our special guest is actress Valerie Bertinelli. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in downtown Portland, Oregon have seized shields, metal clubs, and bear spray as hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarm the city. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and Three Percenters militia groups begin gathering in the city early, some of them wearing body armor and helmets. Meanwhile, black-clad and helmet and mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters were also in a separate rally group in the streets. Police Lieutenant Tina Jones explains.
Officers have made at least three arrests related to today's demonstrations. Over the course of the morning, several hundred demonstrators gathered in or attempted to move toward Waterfront Park and make contact with each other.
More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, are in the city hoping to keep the peace over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And we're back, live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Of course, that's the music of Who with Magic Bus. We're going to talk about buses on the show today, and I can't wait to do so, too, because it's going to be a very, very interesting, and for me, a walk down memory lane. Joining us right now is John Wesley Chisholm. Hey, John, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Now, John, the reason I was playing that song is you're doing a project that is outstanding. It's the 50th anniversary, of course, of Woodstock this weekend, and you have a documentary film called The Woodstock Bus, which we all remember. It's the VW bus that was so eloquently painted, psychedelic, and you're looking for this bus. And this is going to be on a very interesting distribution called Curiosity Stream. Tell us about it, okay?
Yeah, so Woodstock is still 50 years later the concert event against which all others are measured.
Right.
And I'm not from that era, but I grew up after it, and seeing this comparison, and I had seen that bus, that iconic Volkswagen hippie bus, and it ended up on the field in front of the stage at Woodstock, and there's this famous photo of two hippies sitting on this bus, and it went out in the AP Wire. It ended up in Rolling Stone magazine, and it's like a shorthand for Woodstock. My job, I'm a TV producer, and my thing is I look for things that are lost. I work for channels like Curiosity Stream that you mentioned, Discovery, National Geographic, I just had the notion that if we could restore and repaint this bus for the 50th anniversary and take it back up to that field, that would make a good story and kind of create a time machine, beyond nostalgia for Woodstock, but it would take us back by going forward up the road to Woodstock.
It's amazing. I'm a car buff. Those buses today, not the ones that are painted and the one you're looking for, but just a regular old VW bus brings a ton of money. I mean, I worked for a radio station one time that they had a VW bus that they used for a mobile unit, and we thought it was a joke. But, boy, today it's big bucks. Where do you start? I mean, do you start with a VIN number? Because I'm sure there's a lot of clones out there.
Well, you're right. The value is astonishing. These buses that cost, $2,000, $3,000 new.
Right.
They're now investments. They return better than your savings account. They return better than the Dow. And the prices just keep going up, up, up. So we started to look for a bus at this particular time when these things are, as valuable as gold. I started with the original artist. We knew Dr. Bob Hieronymus, the original artist who painted the bus. I pitched the story to Curiosity Stream, the channel, and they said, that sounds like a great, great story. So I called up the artist, and I said, let's do this. Where's the bus? He said, funny you should ask that. I can't remember.
Oh.
He said, I think I left it with this other guy, also named Bob, who was the guy who drove the bus up to Woodstock. So I called him up. He still lives in New York. And said, where's the bus? He said, I thought I left it with Bob.
Hmm.
So I had the money, I had the story, and I had these two aging hippies named Bob who couldn't remember where they put the bus. Arguably the most valuable of all the Volkswagen buses.
Well, I can imagine that the two hippies from Woodstock wouldn't remember anything.
Yeah, we were originally going to call the show Dude, Where's My Bus? That's back in the early days. And I thought, this is terrible. We're not going to be able to make the show. I have to give the money back. But then I thought, no, we've kind of lost the spirit of Woodstock in some ways. The hippie generation has passed away. Of course the bus is lost, and that's the story. It's a story about searching for the bus, and that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years.
Now, I don't want to give it away. Come to any resolution? I mean, you get close to this. I know you don't want to, tip us off, but can you get wet
our
appetite?
I can tell you, because it both resolves and is still a mystery. So after about a year of searching for the bus, and you're right. I had a picture, the last picture from 1972, and I could see the license plate. So we looked, for the license plate. We looked for the VIN number. We hired detectives. We hired psychics, and I searched from the top of New Jersey to the bottom of Arkansas, looking for this bus. At a certain point, I ran out of time. If we were going to make a bus for the anniversary, I had to deliver a bus to the artist. So I stopped searching for the original bus. There's a great westward migration of these buses because folks out in California love them. That's what's really driving the market.
Yeah.
And so we went out to California and we found a near matching bus, you know, like a near serial number, the exact bus. We also found a community of folks who could help us restore the bus. So we restored it out in California, brought it back out here to the East Coast, where we put it in a nice old century barn, and Dr. Bob Hieronymus, the artist, who's now 75, he repainted the bus.
Really? Did he paint it exactly like it?
He had the original drawings. He had his original drawings and sketches. We had some photographs. And once we got him the correct canvas, well, you know, it just went on.
Yeah.
And so we now have a resurrected bus. But it's possible that the original bus is out there somewhere. The psychic told us that the bus was behind a barn near a river.
Wow.
That wasn't enough to go on.
No.
But that's possible. And the psychic also told us that the journey we were on was also inside us. The bus was inside us. So that's part of the story. And now, today, after I talk to you, we're going to get in the bus, and we're in Baltimore now, where we finished painting the bus, and we're going to head back up to Woodstock. We're going to go right back to that field where the bus was 50 years ago and enjoy the weekend anniversary.
Gee, I got the chills just thinking about it. What year was the original bus?
It's a 1963 11 window.
11 window, okay. Yeah, the more windows, the more expensive.
You know a little bit about this. That's right. So they go up to 21 windows.
Yeah,
so this,
right.
This one wasn't the top one. But I think most people agree that this, in its painted form, is the most valuable vintage Volkswagen bus.
What do you think the original bus could be worth, even in a very tattered condition that it probably is in, if found today?
Well, I had to deal with this. I had to deal with this because we had to get insurance for the project. And we took it out to one of these investment insurance places in California. And they said, yeah, it's a great restoration. This restored bus, you should have it insured for a couple $100,000, $200,000. I thought, oh, that's not that bad.
No.
That's the bus. The artwork, you should have $2 million worth of.
I was going to say, wow, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, John, the search is going to continue, right?
I'm hoping that one of your listeners, you have such broad reach. I know you know everybody. I'm hoping one of your listeners might have something and get in touch with us.
And I'm going to do some research on it, and I'm going to even talk to my pal Jay Leno and see if he can help, because that would be very, very cool. He and I are from that same generation, so that would be extremely cool. Now, Curiosity Stream, tell us where we can watch the show.
It's an amazing thing. I've been doing this TV production factual business for 20 years, and it's the most amazing thing to come along. It's like the Netflix of documentaries.
Right.
And so for everybody who grew up, you know, with the classic Discovery, with when TLC used to mean the Learning Channel, these are the kind of shows they have. And so our show, you know, where we just get to go on an adventure. We get to take people to a place they've never seen. They meet interesting people. They work on an amazing project. That's the kind of shows they have. And it just moves beyond the reality TV and takes us back to a place where really documentaries sparked your imagination and kind of got your hopes up and got you thinking about getting out and doing something in the world.
Well, I got to tell you something. You certainly spirited away from your degree in international finance to do something that sounds a lot more fun. Hey, John, we're going to be watching. Again, the show is The Woodstock Bus. It could be seen on the Curiosity Stream. And, of course, it's going to be this weekend, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And, John, do me a favor. Let's get together again soon and get an update. I'll give you one. You give me one. I'm on this, okay?
Oh, I would love to. You know, it's like Woodstock. It's about coming together and getting connections. We can figure this thing out if we all get together and do it.
Peace and love. I agree. John Wesley Chisholm has been our guest. Fascinating. Looking for the Woodstock bus. You got to be watching this. This is a great, great program that he's done. And there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, that's the music that was part of a huge turn of events when it comes to movie making, and it continues. Joining us right now is the gentleman who is the creator and director of Sharknado movies and also the author of that song, our friend Anthony Ferrante. Hi, Anthony. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's nice talking to a good Italian. Ferrante is what you got to say. Hey, congratulations. It's a big day today because it's the unleashing of Off the Deep End weekend on, of course, the channel Sci-Fi. And boy, you got a new installment now called the Zombie Tidal Wave. Tell us about this, Anthony.
Well, Zombie Tidal Wave is it's basically a brand new movie, a brand new character, even though it stars Ian Ziering, and it has a re-teaming doing something a little different. We've 6 movies battling sharks in a tornado, and now we're working on battling zombies from the deep. You know, just when you thought it was safe to be dead, so it's kind of awesome. Every time it's one of those things, like the Godfather kind of thing, where it's like, you keep thinking you get out, they keep pulling you back in.
Right.
Well, this time it wasn't the sharks, it was undead zombies.
You have directed all the franchises so far, have you not?
Yeah, all 6 Sharknado movies, which I have a record. There's no director who started a franchise from the beginning, as the first one, and directed 6 consecutive installments.
Wow.
The only person that came close was Blake Edwards with Pink Panther,
yeah,
but he didn't do Inspector Clouseau, and since it was technically canon, and technically he was offered the sequel and turned it down, and both Peter Sellers and him turned it down, Inspector Clouseau was part of that franchise, so he came back and did all the other ones, so he has more franchise things, but not consecutive, so I get by with an asterisk.
You gotta have some kind of award, a Golden Globe, an Emmy, something. You gotta have something there for that. I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Exactly. And the other thing too that was awesome about those movies is that we have the same cast. So we didn't suddenly, in the middle of the franchise, the last 2 movies, Eric Estrada was playing Finn Shepard. We had Ian Ziering, we had Tara Reid through the whole franchise, and we were consistent with it.
Wow.
And I think that's kind of what was cool, we cared about the characters and we made sure that there was consistency.
Premiere of Zombie Tidal Wave is 9 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. I understand that you did this in location in Thailand?
Yeah, we went out to Thailand to shoot a zombie movie, which there's some positives and negatives with that. So the positive is that it's gorgeous. I mean, it just absolutely looks amazing. We created a fictitious U.S. territory town called Emirates Bay, but the other thing is you're in a climate that is super, 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 super hot and humid,
right?
And you're trying to make a zombie movie where you have prosthetics and makeup, and it's kind of sliding off at times. Mm-hmm. So occasionally the zombies have sort of a blue tinge to them, so some of the makeup would rub off, and you get a little bit of regular skin. So we would have to do a lot of color correcting to kind of play around with it.
How long did it take you to do it?
We shot the whole movie in 17 days, which
wow.
isn't a lot of time.
That is unbelievable, especially with all the conditions that you were working under that weren't favorable.
Yeah, but we all even the Sharknado movies, I mean, we have 18 days, and sometimes we'll come back, we would do like a couple days for cameos on Sharknado. I think this one, we did 17, and we came back and did one little insert day for zombies. So, you learn how to move fast.
When it comes to the actual effects that you see on the screen, are the actors, is Ian like seeing these things happening, or they actually see it after post?
Well, in on Sharknado, you're actually putting CGI sharks in after the fact.
Right.
Occasionally we would have something practical to stab into, but for the most part, most of Sharknado is it's CGI sharks.
Yeah.
When we did this one, we were doing a zombie movie, and I'm a big fan of like the Romero zombies, and particularly Lucio Fulci's Italian zombies.
Yeah.
From the early 80s.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Fulci stuff was shot in the daytime and generally in Asian territories and stuff like that. So I just said, let's embrace the 1980s-ness of this movie. And part of that was I wanted to shoot as much practical gore as possible. So it's like, it's like maybe 85-90% practical gore, and then there's a little bit of digital gore. But we went overboard. I mean, we blew up zombie heads. We have a zombie pulling literally a chunk of somebody's skull out. And we kept thinking the network was going to go, yeah, that's too much. Because I remember telling Ian, look, I'm going to have the blood continue to flow and go as over the top as possible, because then we can always pare it back later. But if you don't do that, then you can go, gosh, I wish we just had one more squirt. And so in the end, you're doing the 80 thing where you go, okay, let's just pile on the gore, and then the network will come back and pair it back. They go, you know, like, okay, here's like 130%, and then they'll come back and get to the 100 that you want. But we submitted it to the network, and they're like, yeah, this is fine.
It's good.
Wait, what? Really? This is fine? this is the over the top version. So we ended up pairing it back the final round because it, you know, it tasked. So we were able to actually, we got the gourd that we wanted and the level of it. So that doesn't happen that often.
No,
you know, in the 80s, it would get censored.
Right.
You know, they'd be going, this movie is unrated. No one under 17 admitted. And here it's like, yeah, it's okay. Someone's skull's crushed. Go for it.
Go for the gore. Go for the gore. Hey, you also did Forgotten Evil, directed that, and Boo, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
The sort of more grounded stuff from my directorial. Boo, that was a haunted hospital movie. It was my very first film.
It was good, though.
And it's gained a lot of really interesting following, and it just keeps kind of popping up in weird places. It's now on Amazon, on Amazon Prime, you can find it there. That was actually fun.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Just sort of telling an interesting story.
Yeah, the actual happening right then and there. Well, Off the Deep End Weekend is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 17th and 18th on the Sci-Fi. But the new Zombie Tidal Wave is going to be airing on Sci-Fi, and that's going to be on Saturday. At 9 o'clock
tonight,
absolutely, tonight, this evening, at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. Hey, Anthony, this has been great. Good luck to you. You're a good guest. I wish you'd come back and join us again sometime, my friend.
It's nice to talk to a fellow countryman. And
yeah, there you
go. That's awesome. Thank you so much for the support. And, just remember when you thought it was safe to be dead. Zombie tidal wave.
Ah, there you go. Thanks, Anthony.
All right.
Bye-bye. Anthony Ferrante has been our guest. What a nice guy he is. And, of course, another installment of Sharknando. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow, so is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. Use my promo code USA. And remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Stone Cold Steve Austin, actress Valerie Bertinelli, John Chisholm, and Anthony Ferrante, who, by the way, has a new movie coming up this weekend on the Sci-Fi Channel. Next hour, our friend Angie Marchese will be here. She is the director of archives from Graceland. She's in our studios. Last Thursday, August 16th, marked the 42nd anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll. And we're going to be remembering Elvis on the show this next hour. And then we're going to close things out next hour with actress Rachel Bloom. And that's all coming up next hour, live with Ron Segi today.